Ah, t'as déjà ton laptop, voilà.
Ouais.
Ok, alors, je vais mettre un.
Ah, j'ai déjà le laptop parce que je pensais.
Oui, non, non, mais c'est bien de.
Quelque chose, mais si tu veux l'utiliser après.
Non, 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 non,
Ouais. You don't put your headset microphone.
Non, non, non. So we are here to just make the point. Make the point, yeah. Make the status about the shot detection.
Okay.
So you have applied the shot detector for some of the Cinetics video,
yeah.
This one. And so we can basically maybe just comment on this, maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working, basically. We might be able maybe to give you some reference. I mean, your report,
Yeah.
it should be described there.
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, we can see the report here and the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to
Olivier.
Olivier. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it was my project during my internship at IDIAP under the supervision of Jean-Marc. And as you saw in the email I sent, okay, I didn't send this video, is the new one I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay,
yeah,
yes,
but let's start by the video from Friday. Cinetics demo 1.
By the way, I was going to ask, I had seen the video. You did down something of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was a. Okay. Yeah, here on the left you have different scenes, but as I applied.
We could probably, you know, like group all the initial ones into one scene, and maybe after when there's some things inside, it should be another scene.
So this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button, you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact 5 extracted frames from the shot. But I think as it is, it's extracted without using subshots. It's simply 5 downsampling. So we can see the video actually, the entire video. I can open with Real Player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed. The video won't. I don't know if. Okay, it's not good quality.
That's why I was asking that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's not this that you process.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So here you see that we have the shot at 18, then after 22, then after again. If we go down. Okay. 11 or 12, no, 11. So this
10,
system in
yeah,
focus.
and then there is
Yeah, this 1, this 11,
okay.
12, so 14 seconds. Là, on a manqué celui-là, c'est ça?
Yes,
Yeah.
and this one, yeah,
This
it's a dissolve.
red and yeah.
It's a dissolve, so it
So
doesn't
here
detect.
dissolve or is it
Yeah,
like is
when I
it
saw the
exposed?
with M player, it's a dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not standard man-made movies because I would say most of the time people didn't do dissolve. Yeah, I could see here
Yeah.
that it was like
Okay.
horse, it was only one
Yeah,
single.
I don't know if this one, if we see was correctly. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one I had seen. Yeah. But as I said, I mean, when you use a motion detector, when it's black, it's there's not no structure,
But
so
there is a moon.
yeah, but you
But
don't really estimate motion.
okay, because there is no motion in fact between the
But
two
there's no
shots.
structure. There's no texture.
Yeah,
Maybe that's why
okay.
this is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and the cube,
The cow,
the cows,
yeah.
yeah. Maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and it's not that sure.
Yeah, maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms,
Okay.
and we didn't use motion features at all for that. That's why
So
we.
it's yeah, and those histograms, so we had
Yeah.
experience with
Yeah.
it. So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image
Okay.
and you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there's no structure indeed.
Okay.
So of course when you look the horse and then you could see the cows, of course you have a black in the top and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is even not green there, but grass. You have stones and so there are of course some differences because on one hand you have horse but it's black. So you have more sky which is black on the right. So you don't care about this. So it's a global histogram, so
Okay.
but it's when for this application I could imagine that it would
Be
work
enough.
quite fine. And it's a threshold but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
There's a number.
Yeah. With a sliding window.
Yeah. Okay.
Because of course if you just
I
compute
can show you,
yeah
yeah.
if you have the report. Because if you compute the distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya,
Yeah.
right? So so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya, then of course if you just do a threshold when there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So by
Okay.
using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak,
Okay.
which is 50% or maybe 2 times higher than the next second value in the window, then you see it's a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know if you want to make use a whiteboard or here it's it was to this it's in fr only the this
yeah.
part about shot boundary detection is in French unfortunately, but the this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features. And here on the right is when using the histogram distance, and the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram, yeah, it just shows that there is a shot change at the end. But even for dissolves, I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
It's continuous.
It's continuous for dissolves.
Yeah, okay.
Dissolves is yeah.
Anyways, difficult, I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some dissolve. You could imagine they are part of the scene. And, so, but of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean, so with the motion, basically the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right? The image is there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched.
Okay.
So you can see that somebody is speaking and so on. So before the shot, you can see that usually there are like 90% of the points at least, right? There's some motion. So, but then after suddenly, if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here with like a translation plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation, you can't find anything well. Right? So basically, you see that the number of points maybe are only 10% of the points you can match well.
Okay.
So it's easy to detect. And after you can see that it did, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a very good registration. So the number of points is very high. I mean, the number of points that are matching. And here you basically here with the histogram, you can see it very flat. But of course, if you go from this histogram to this, which is essentially doing this big measure, which is here the type 2. I don't know whether this is what you is implement is used.
No, no. Now it's well for the video you saw. It was it's Bhattacharya.
Okay.
So yeah, and you have maybe one image with an adaptive threshold. I think
yeah. Okay, it's at the beginning. So there is the idea is having a sliding window. We have already all the data that is on the graph, and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation with points under this sliding window, within this sliding window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? In fact, we want to detect that these points in the middle is higher than
alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
Exactly,
of
yeah. Alpha times the maximum of the other ones.
So, of course, if it's you are not the maximum, you are not going inside the window, you are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be
the
to be above alpha times the max of the others, right? Because alpha is lower than one.
But if you are in the maximum already at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points. Let's say this point here.
Like for instance, here I see 6, but I don't know whether this was for Bhattacharya or for
It may be for Kai it's 6, but for Bhattacharya it's for the test I did it's 2.4.
2.4.
Yeah.
So it's a bit less because the amplitude is much.
Yeah.
Donc,
okay.
So you can. It was not so obvious. I mean, because
no.
I mean, it was the shot we've seen because. Especially with Kai 2 square, the amplitude is much bigger than with Bhattacharya.
Yeah.
Right? You can see that it could go to 700. There is nothing, it can be zero. But Bhattacharya is between 0 and 1, so you have not so much amplitude. But still, in some of these videos, for instance, even if we're going to go now, if we want to go now for the kayak case, I don't know. At some point, he is targeting two kayaks and is moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a
In the first shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that it was detected as a shot, yeah.
A shot. Okay.
You want to see now? Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But he didn't, okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at this meeting. I mean, so
okay. We look to have a connection.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we need a connection, that's true.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you
that's
need a laptop or you have
Yeah, I can bring my laptop if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring it. Okay. So
okay.
This is IDIAP laptop, so you can. Okay. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is
Oh,
a
okay.
burning. If you maybe you can play the shot.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Oh, yeah, maybe a burning, but.
Maybe you play, yeah, if you play the video. Well, at the beginning, I don't know what's
Oh,
happening.
there is no.
Oh,
I
you
didn't
mean
have time to the
it's
real
on real
media,
media. Okay.
but yeah, it's complicated.
Well, no, I mean here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that. Yeah,
Okay. I was because here you can see
at
that there was an
2.4.
here is he's doing a zoom on the two
Yeah.
kind of.
And then there is translation on
Yeah,
the
and
right.
then he's
Yeah.
doing quite a fast transition from this to another one here. And I was wondering whether so if you well though of course it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color isn't good quite. But you know, as kayak is entering quite fast, I mean you can have quite
I can see there is another program
but
that can see
it seems to be how many shots do you have in here?
at the end. It's, I think it's there are five normally
Yeah, the one is
if we would expand all.
so you did it
Okay.
with what, by the way? It's with the images I gave you
Yeah.
or okay.
The other one, yeah, I had problems converting the video into DivX, and then so I used the program from software from Sebastian, PPM
Ah, to
to
release it as an
AVI.
AVI file, okay.
Because yeah, one thing maybe we will talk about that is the library. It doesn't compile anymore on Debian machines, and yeah, some maybe some work has to be done on this. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe here. This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear, but it's just a simple problem in the get frame. But what I can show you now is a little program if we want to be very precise about. So it's my get frames. Okay, CGI. And we were interested in around, what do you want? Around 6, 7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean initially I don't know why there is a harsh shot detected.
Okay. If we do play next. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There is
Ah,
something wrong. So,
ah, okay.
it
Oh, so
detects.
you need okay. So the 0012 here is an image number.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I
no,
said.
no.
It's a frame number.
Ah,
I don't know why. Yeah. It's a
okay.
frame number.
Okay, so then
This
it's
is the
fine.
frame number. This is in second. But I kept the frame number.
So, but 0.12, c'est quoi? It's in seconds or?
It's 12 frames, zero
Okay.
seconds.
Okay, yeah, okay. Seconds plus. No,
Yeah.
the next is 11 seconds and
Okay, so
12
basically
frames.
what has been extracted is this pointer over there. Okay,
Yeah.
so this is normal.
Yeah. So if we do every second, and the middle frame is this 1000. Okay, just it's another kind of browsing page, but to be more precise about to check maybe the this, but
Okay,
it's
like
is it?
position and
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Then you go back to one frame. Around 160, for instance, I don't know. And there is,
Okay.
yeah, that's
Ah,
it,
okay.
you know. Prev. Okay, you see that there is a. Okay, it's not a shot change, it's a motion actually here.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
motion. Yeah, it's not the cut. Yeah, but I was thinking that maybe it could have been. But it's true that it's mainly water when it's raining, so it's
yeah.
not such a big. But yeah, sometimes I mean you can have very things. I mean, just think about action movie in addition. Sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut, this is not a cut. But like for dissolve, even sometimes people people may have some trouble and saying this is a default, this is not, we should, this should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or for instance, in like in also in advertising, because the shots are very short.
Yeah.
Usually it's very fast. And so sometimes, yeah, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of.
When you have the goal results, then yeah, in fact, it's not a short change.
Sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see is that currently, like for Symetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black to have it whiter, I think this type of things should be fine. Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not real shots. Maybe after they have this, and they may say, okay, just by looking at the summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot to this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And, so I think for them this is fine.
So this would be made manually, actually, when you say from this shot to this shot, is using a graphical user interface, someone would do manually for each video?
Maybe after, I mean, they would, they would go directly and say, select the shots from here to here, and they would say, you apply this
method.
Algorithm.
Yeah.
So, of course, we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have 50 shots for them, it might be easier to look at from here to here and apply this, and they can do it quite quickly. And they have to do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm. So this might take more time. Having to click 2 times on 2 shots. Than having directly a scene. Right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task.
Okay.
If they want to do stabilization, it might not be sure. This is the right segmentation for some of these, but this is another point for motion stabilization. As I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything. Of course, if we can provide things, we'll do it. But, So do you have more questions or
I have looked at the demo film and it's about 40 minutes and about 173 gunshots. So
this is the one in the DVD?
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a little bit if you want to play.
Yes.
The
And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot. So I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just, I think this is
to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it might be more like a guy in an interface, a guy interface, where I mean, if they can select from shot one, this is the same. They may do the grouping by themselves, but by looking at this, it may take less than 1 minute. And I think it's anyway, if it's too summarized, after they may want to go inside to see whether there's no special thing. I mean, so because after it depends. I mean, if you give only one keyframe per shot. After, I mean, it's 170 minutes, it's quite fast, right? So I think the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities, you're not sure.
Okay, in fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Synetis wants this kind of method to help them to restore and to apply the algorithm, some algorithms to to make a better movie. Okay, it's
Yeah.
not for the client, for the user who will
Well, it would be
maybe.
good.
Okay,
Yeah, I think this is the type
if we
of
can
things.
okay
But at this point,
also, but okay.
I hope that if it's a big success, they will still have to provide something like this, of course,
Okay.
with some money, at least to pay a student or somebody for doing
Mm-hmm.
it. But yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of if you could provide like chapters or something like this. Indeed, you could provide like the API to the clients, and you may ask for special services or and even to just to watch the movie to have direct access to different parts and so on. But this is
Yeah,
why I mean, and
okay.
this labeling might be more easy to do for the client, by the client, because he knows what's there. I mean, he
Okay.
wants to have this and this and
Ah, okay,
this one.
yeah.
So
Because he did the movie, so he wants to, okay, to
and they want
archive,
to
he wants
organize.
to, okay.
Otherwise, I mean, just but
This
of
is, yeah,
But of
another.
course, it might be easy to do a very simple software which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names, and after it would generate automatically some index. And I suppose the client might be interested in such a thing. So if you
Okay.
could generate automatically on the DVD, but for and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface, and he would be able to do the selection. Say this is this, this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the DVD, he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
And I think this may, it's good that this is a tool like this, because I'm sure that he might be interested in it, because I imagine that
From
he
the
might
client
have
point of view and from the preparation of the movie and DVD.
So I think this is a very good and
Okay, I will play it.
so this is a kind of service. I don't know, anyway, they give it for free, and
You had an hour here, but it's.
sorry, but you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like for instance, if people would like to have like some motion compensation, it could be proposed. But for instance, here it would be problematic to have motion. So here it's fine to do motion compensation, stabilization. But for instance, here it's Là, tu retouches les deux, trois fois. Non, non, ah, c'est mort. C'est marrant quand ça faisait. I think they make some special effects for indeed. There is two or three times
If I go to menu, there is something.
you see the same kind of scene, just two or three
Ah, okay, so
seconds.
maybe like here, for instance, it is just
Yeah.
reproduced two times. Do you know what this is? No, what menu? There is no menu in the
No, there
DVD.
is no
Okay.
menu.
Okay.
It's just one chapter, normal.
Okay. So this is the same video, the AVI number one. And on the DVD, I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one?
No, I think
The same?
video there's two videos. One is the real video, and the other is just introduction when you have the menu.
Okay. Oops.
So this is okay. This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right? No, it's 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, so this is not the one that has been.
No, but yes, this is the same. But there was a problem when I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Ah, okay.
So this is why there
There are
are
two
two
files.
files.
Okay, I understand.
Point. Now I have one file also on the. So
Okay.
you can
When the.
access again.
Okay.
But
And.
it's real time, right? I mean, the processing.
Yeah, almost. I would. Maybe a little bit less than. A bit more than real time,
A bit
maybe.
more than real time.
I
Fair
will
enough.
have to check, but if
Yeah,
it's
real
5 minutes
time.
videos, it's like done, yeah, quickly.
Yeah, normally it could go faster.
It's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming.
Okay.
Especially if we need to interface new
components, OpenCV.
Yeah, or for just reading, I mean, the
something
like this. So tomorrow, anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet, because
okay.
Sure what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVDs and so on. So, and because I don't think this is so difficult. Now, you have, you also already looked at the
OpenCV
computing distances and so on. So, if we want to do a special thing that probably runs fast, it may be easier to do it directly. And, but yeah, the interface is very... So the interface uses the output of your program.
Yeah, so I will use the whiteboard. So in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put, okay, I there is mmm.idiab.ch/cgi/bin/video-browser. Okay, /video-browser 3 frames. 3 frames. .html, and then this CGI program asks the parameter video name equals cinetis, okay, demo one. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM as with a CSSH, for instance, so you just put, it's working like this, MMM data video browser okay slash, and then this is the name of the new directory you will create, demo one. And there stands, there is a couple of things. Well, it's this name, so I will say this is video name. So video name dot AVI. You just, because we need the AVI so that we can do the get frame. Otherwise, it's not necessary.
Okay.
And also for the yeah, and this is no. This is done on the fly, with get frame.
Okay. Yeah.
So you need that. You need the XML. So it's video name. And I call it data.xml, but in fact, it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention, data, and then video name. Okay, it's rm9.rm for the stuff. But in fact, yeah, when I think now, we could have only with the extension. You can see.
The name of the video file is video name.
The name is no. In fact, yeah, it's the same as the directory. It could have been video naming also, but it's the same as the directory. And that's it, actually. When you do that, I did the same for Kayak. You say Kayak. In fact, now it's Kayak, and then you can see. And this output, this file is an output from the software, the shot boundary detection software.
Okay.
It's a very simple format. Actually, we. I don't. Yeah, we cannot see. It's yeah, it's the video scene shot, it's hierarchical, so it's in XML and keyframe, timestamp, and from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of these frames. And if we do, in fact, I don't know, yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox view page
So
source. Okay, view
every
frame
frame on
source.
the page is online.
And every frame is stored into a backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manage this automatically, so that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I just view frame source. When I view image, when I say view image, when I say view image on this frame. We go there, and this is in fact, it's a Perl program that outputs, instead of outputting HTML or text, it outputs JPEG.
Okay, I understand.
From the video with a timestamp, it outputs a JPEG.
But
This is quite nice.
on the server, so the
And
original is a video frame.
yeah.
Okay.
And this image is output
For
outputted
example,
to the client.
you can change the number
Yeah,
of
exactly. Yeah,
frames.
yeah. That's what I did
Okay, I understand.
here,
In the other
the other
application.
application.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
I don't know.
perfect. And who was
Yeah,
the right
here.
in this one? Okay. Who has the right to put data on the MMM?
For there are yeah the MMM developers, so I'm part of that.
Okay.
But we could
Yeah, it's not a problem.
yeah,
Okay.
it's not a problem. I wanted to so to see to do s say something else. Oh yeah, and the images are sent to your browser, the client, to this browser, but also kept in a directory. In on MMM.
Okay, there is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay.
I say backup, but it's a cache.
Okay, I understand.
If I go back, that's how it works.
So if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have made a wrong grabbing. So we need to remove the cache for this video, or this
No,
is
no,
okay?
no, it's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM,
Yeah.
so this is not a
No,
problem.
what I mean is
Ah, yeah, for a new video.
if I input the same video with the same
Yeah,
name
exactly, yeah.
instead of this one,
And it detects, okay,
it should
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the get frame function, you see where
Okay.
it
We need to
saves it,
remove them.
and then there is a special naming convention, and you can remove the. But
Okay.
it's yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because it's
Okay.
in cache,
Yes, I
so
understand.
that if I put another video with the same name, they will happen again. They will appear.
Okay.
These
Yeah,
frames
the
will appear.
question was if you have the same decomposition.
Yeah,
So
if you have the same
yeah,
decomposition.
but it may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different, so you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one other frame, you don't know what it is and where it comes from.
But on MMM for now we don't have such many videos. So. But if you put yeah in another directory, then it would work, or a new naming convention with a special yeah code.
Oh, you mean because it's the MMM cache.
Yeah, MMM
Okay,
cache.
so this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there
Yeah.
in MMM. Okay.
But it can go in the browser cache also.
So it's not done online.
The first time is
The
done
first
online.
time, yeah, but after it's
Yeah, you can
generated.
see here. Yeah. The first time
I
is
thought it
done.
was everything was generated on the fly, so
You know, you see that. Well, here it was cache because I already pressed preview, but now it's on the fly. So it's
Wow,
quite
it's quick,
quick.
but okay.
Like this.
Okay, so if you come back now,
And then if you come, yeah,
yeah,
because
you have a
the images are already generated. And maybe they are on the cache of this
Yes, computer.
browser, this computer. So, okay. That's why it was used with yeah, Sébastien did the C function, and yeah, and the Perl is calling this C executable, and it was used with MM server with Pierre at the beginning when yeah. And yeah,
Just
yeah.
a question on the organization of the LNN. So you don't have a part for a specific project. For example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all are on the top. I mean, all the film are.
Oh, the
You
movies
don't have a
are.
separation for the film, for Cinetis, or for other project, and
In fact,
where you say bitnomen equal,
we could, you
and all
know,
are on the
okay,
same level.
you know, all these graphical user interface that you see,
Could you say
okay,
your name equals
in fact,
Cinetis slash something?
okay, yes, we could do that. We could put Cinetis slash here and then Cinetis slash. It's the same, yeah, it works. But the point is, this interface is, I think, six or seven files only. XML, well, it's per CGI that output XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal to make a new, like, Cinetis browser or, you know, video
You need
browser.
some special thing on
Yeah,
Cinetis.
we copy all the files, and there is just one parameter, one string that we need to know where this data is, and we could pr create a MMM data, video browser, Cinetis, or something else. It's quite extensible, and it's
Even if you would change the CGI, for instance,
yeah.
assume that we say we don't do any scene thing, then we
Yeah,
can
exactly,
make
yeah.
it on the same scene.
Yeah.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means
Yeah,
that
but it's not it was you know, this is working, the expand all, but this is
Working progress. This is a
yeah, to-do list or
wishable.
something,
Okay,
online
that's
video
interesting.
annotation and video structure correction, but
Okay.
it's not easy on the web, with HTML pages. To do such corrections like video structure corrections, for instance. For that, you need it's possible maybe on interfaces like Flash or Java, but still it there is it takes more work and
So I was
but
thinking
yeah, I mean it's good good point.
what I was thinking if it were if we could listen.
And all these files are only internal. This means if I go on Cinetis
No, from outside we
from
can use it
outside of
and
Egypt, we can access this.
yeah, from home I was able to access them.
With a password or no?
well we can make for instance for TSR videos Alessandro asked me to do the same thing and I put we had a like a password convention so this is possible to make for these videos. It's not
Okay, you have to download that several times and give a person who you have
well,
time to
yeah,
have.
there is no password protections for these videos.
Yeah.
Maybe what I say, I'm very tired now. But if yeah, it's demo and one can say you have to guess the name to, but yeah. But yeah, a good point about password protection issues
Yeah,
or
it might be
privacy
good if
issues.
we. Yeah, it might be good indeed if we start building some experiments like this to have a password.
Okay. Yeah, all the framework is ready with TSR videos,
Yeah, I
so
understand.
usually what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about password protections, sometimes instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a co code number, like so that it's quite impossible to guess. Instead of video name equals kayak, then we would add 0 6 7 5 or, you know, 2, and then this directory from outside we have to take care that, okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that in fact it's in MMM data video browser and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory, or in fact this directory, is not listable. You know, you cannot list from outside with the FTP or HTTP. Yeah, simple things about privacy issues, but there are some methods and everything is possible to make things private. Yeah, I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I just would like to stress something, is that yeah, if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help to, for instance, the classes about video structure, etc., to put them, yeah. And
Yeah, it was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection, so that's why the code is a bit more complex currently.
the code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
Yeah, in fact, it's not, there is no torch. It was called VisionLib to read, to extract one frame, each frame of a video, you know. So it was from Sébastien. It was in the torch library, but it's nothing to do with torch, and it's using OpenCV and some classes from Jean-Marc for Bhattacharya distance, etc. Image
Then it's
processing.
the same one as the one you saw
Image
before.
processing
Yeah, so
stuff.
we can forget Torch and use
We can forget
the input
torch.
reader for
Yeah.
the MPEG. We can re use the
Yeah.
OpenCV.
Definitely. C'est la foire du valet
Non, c'était le garage, la voiture.
que
Ah, ça.
Okay.
So it's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
Yeah, I
It's
think it's
good.
good. Yeah. Good.
Just if you want, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the parameters of the C program, but
Yeah.
usage, video in,
Yes.
okay. The output
Output.
file XML, output file dist. It's the distance between each histogram, so that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can, instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's good.
And also some other stuff. For instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4, and yeah, so the seek first, that's the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise it's step between consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
Yeah, but it doesn't, well, it's better to keep it one.
Otherwise, after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you dropped one frame, you don't know where
Yeah.
the shot
So
ended.
detection latency is about the it's half of the window, sliding window. See? Option for keyframe insertion, okay. Sub threshold, yeah. Leave it to one, yeah. Yeah. Maybe I will give you this file in as a it's a kind of README. Yeah, I just for preparing this Nice discussion. 'm quite happy to do that because it's good when you do something that there is someone using it.
I
But
don't know, I'm
but
sure that there will be, when I look, there will be a few things.
at least, yeah, with the interface, it's quite funny to see that quickly you can do something in 30, if the video is 10 minutes, in 30 minutes, because
Yeah,
it's n not a
because
lot of things to change, or even it can do it, it can we can do it quite automatically, it can be done, yeah.
so just last question
Yeah.
maybe. So this makes the XML file. Okay, this is the program to generating the XML file
Yeah.
and the shot.
Yeah.
And with the kayak, you have one problem, you don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
So
It
how do you generate the real media?
so the real media is a parallel thing that from the AVI you convert it into real media and it is done on Windows.
So you have some special tools from your media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDIAP, but the if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping. But in fact, maybe we don't need that, and it's called a Helix producer.
Okay, I have it.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix producer, and that's it.
Okay.
You can it
But
it,
anyway,
it
you need to have Windows to make this.
yes.
So I will ask you
Yeah.
somewhere later. Okay, I understand.
And yeah,
Okay.
with Real
So
Media,
this is made by a program done outside IDEA. Okay.
well, this is you can buy or you can
Yeah,
order
from
it for
internet.
free
Okay.
on internet.
It's not IDEA proper.
No, for the Real Media. And you didn't see, but the Real Media is called via a real server, so it's RTSP the connection, and it's streaming, video streaming, so it's not HTTP, so that it can play smoothly. And but we are still investigating for other video formats because it's not supported, for instance, in Java applications, etc.
Oh yeah, you
Real
mean
Media.
the Java framework, what Mike presented,
Yeah.
we cannot play
Real
with
Media.
it. Okay.
So there are many issues about that, but
Okay.
yeah. It's another problem.
Another format.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this was good to
Okay.
see the tool.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we are going to re-say most of the things, but shorter. I believe, right? And it's good to explain. And I think maybe later we can start
I
doing
think for
some.
test I can take the real demo and make
The full
the full processing.
No, it's
So
maybe
I will.
interesting to see tomorrow. Of course, maybe they will say, ah, 170 shots, or it's a lot, but after, I mean, at this point, we don't, there's nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do with it.
Yeah, there are other things such as video structuring, but it's other level. It can it's quite
Yeah,
it's
but
research,
I think it's going to be very good for them to visualize
yeah.
how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they, and so this is important.
Yeah, last thing, this is the kind of XML that is outputted. So it's the structure is such as video segmentation with a video scene begin scene keyframe, and then for each shot you have an ID. Well, this is the terms from MPEG-7 convention, but anyway, shot begin and end, the shot keyframe that is the middle here,
Okay. And
a sub shot.
in is the begin and end, the number is the, for example, the end is 0.5
Yeah, you're right.
Is
12 frames.
This frame 2, yeah. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay.
In on the yeah, I think on the interface, and there is only one subshot because yeah. There was problems with detecting the subshots, etc. But I yeah well. Yeah, I tried well not with this one, but yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but I'm not so confident in the way it is coded.
Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually it's better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build
yeah.
the subshots. But it's true that maybe if you store all the distances, distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But we, yeah, even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, for the clustering, here I store the consecutive. The distance between consecutive histograms,
okay.
But we could store the matrix.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And I think there are many possible things with spectral clustering, but, but with there is one parameter that is very. I can't remember. What is the parameter? Yeah. No. The eigen gap to find the good number of clusters is so sensitive. Yeah. Anyway, it's a bit later in the report.
Okay.
So any times, yeah, I would be happy to help you with that.
Yeah, we can go.
This we need it. In fact, we don't need that.
Okay.
But everything is stored here.
Okay.